Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the misery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down. Handle the truth in a courtroom alive. Purges the jurors, witnesses, spies, crooked lawyers, false indictments, publicized, entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas, high profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas. Enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance. Souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents. Court reporter, catch the circus on a paper. File it in the system, not acknowledged by the maker. Swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous. Publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator, the faster, intimidator, receiving the judge's favor, deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors, for status, gratis, apparatus, and legal waivers. See the bailiff, representing security, holding the word of God, soliciting perjury, the prosecution, political prostitution, the more money you pay, the further away solution, legal actors, Babylon's benefactors, masquerading as the agency for the clients. Hypocritical giants, morally non-compliant, orally armed to do bodily harm, polluted, recruited, and suited, judicial charm, and the defense isn't making any sense, faking the confidence of escaping the consequence, that a defendant is dependent on the system. So
X, it's me, X, motivating and inspiring the next generation, and this is DJ Essence. With you guys is Spoken Truth. All right, this is going to be Lauryn Hill Month. We're starting today on Sunday, May 4th, 2014. Lauryn Hill Month means that I want all of you guys to really dig into the lyrics that are coming onto our songs while we go into break, while we end the show, and while we begin the show. And if at all you need to dig deeper into what the song is about, you can always buy it on Amazon. You can also go on YouTube and just put in Lauryn Hill Unplugged 2.0. It's very eye-opening and a big awakening for everyone that listens to it. Going into our life quote of the day, it reads, "It's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you are not." That comes from Dennis Waitley. This week, we are going into learning our spiritual discipline, growing patience, and our 40 Sunday devotional. On May 18, 2014, I would like for anyone listening to the show that has a testimony on just how God has changed their lives to please, please, please call in to 949-203-4761 at 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time. This show will be open discussion so that we as people can bond together to discuss how merciful our God is to each and every one of us. Going into our learning spiritual discipline, this week it will be coming out of Matthew 6:17-18, and the title is The Spiritual Discipline of Fasting. Let's talk to God. Let's thank God for providing for our needs every single day. Ask the Holy Spirit to just help you be more aware of God's generosity. I want you guys to dive into this with family. This week, I'll be giving you three tasks to do as I do every Sunday. Beginning with task number one, I would like for everyone to write these following categories on separate sheets of paper. First category is after-school activities. The second is toy or electronic gadgets. Third, snacks. The fourth is drinks. Fifth, TV shows. After you put all of those on different sheets of paper, I want you to fold the slips of paper and place them into a bowl. Take turns pulling a slip from the bowl. Each person in your family, I would like for you guys to read the category and then name one favorite thing in that category. Discuss how easy or difficult it will be to just give each thing up for a little while. Digging deeper into this, fasting means giving up on something you enjoy or need for a designated period of time. In the Old Testament, fasting was common for entire nations who were seeking God's help or direction. You can find this in 2 Chronicles 23 or Jonah 3:5. In the New Testament, Jesus fasted. That comes out of Matthew 4:2, and taught his disciples about fasting. And that comes out of Matthew 6:17 through 18. Beware, fasting is not a good idea for children or pregnant women. They can consider giving up something else that they really want or like. Fasting should be a part of our lives, people. It allows you to focus your time and attention to God. When combined with prayer and time in God's word, fasting strengthens your faith and helps you become more confident of God's power. Additional questions that I would like for you to ask yourself reads, what are some benefits of fasting? No matter what it is, whether it's cigarettes, food, TV, you know, I'm not going to take away your transportation. I know we got to get back and forth places, but, you know, things that really don't mean that much that we love so dearly. How does fasting bring you closer to God? Now, you would have to literally practice this in order to even know the answer to that question. What is one thing that you enjoy that you can give up for a day? Just one day, give it up. Going into Matthew 6:17-18, it reads, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Again, I cite things from the Bible because I want all of my listeners to go back and at least read one or two parts of it during the week, even if it's today. If you can take your time out today, whenever you guys have open time to just look in and delve into the Bible at all, it's very important that we all read our word, no matter what we think is contradictory or whatever. Please dig into the word and see what at least a little bit of what God wants you to do. This is a revelation. I'm trying to reveal things to everyone that listens. Now I'm going to go back to Ming X with a song for our listeners. This song is going to be called I Get Out, again coming out of Lauryn Hill's Unplugged 2.0. Listen to the words, people. Listen to the words. When we come back, I'm going to give you your growing patience and our 40 Sunday devotional.
Your boxes, I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage, knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution, preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. Try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget that nothing is for certain. Thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working. Repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk.
Okay, that's how I choose to live. No more compromises. I see past the disguises, blindly through mind control, stealing my eternal soul, appealing through material.
You're back with DJ Essence and The Spoken Truth. Again, that was Lauryn Hill, I Get Out, on her Unplugged 2.0 album. Going into our next plan, it's called Growing Patience. We're going to be coming out of 1 Timothy 1:15-16. Be patient with yourself, guys. Be patient with yourself. You speak what you want. Speak negative things and you will get negative things back. Let's thank God for his patience and for helping us to be patient with ourselves. Patience is a very hard thing to conquer. I mean, patience is very hard, but let's take it a day at a time to overcome the enemy. Diving into this, this is task number two. I would like for you all to write your name or draw a picture with a hand that you don't normally use. If you make a mistake, just start over. But just talk about why it is so frustrating to write or draw with your opposite hand. Just think about the times when God has been patient with you. In 2 Peter 3:15, the Bible says, "Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation." God is patient with you, not just in the area of salvation, but in every area of your life. He will never give up on you, even when you make mistakes. You need to be as patient with yourself as God is with you. Instead of becoming frustrated, you should keep trying to do what is right before God, even when you fail, so you can become more like Jesus every day. Things to reflect on is, how do you know that God is patient with you when you've done wrong? Maybe even when you knew you were wrong and you still did it. That voice in your head still comes to you and says, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But we as humans, we still fight that voice. It's only the Holy Spirit telling you exactly which way to go. Let's start listening. We're smarter than this. What is one area where you easily become frustrated? When it comes to my kids, I become very frustrated. It just doesn't matter. If you touch my kids, and I know a lot of people can relate to that. But what is one area where you easily become frustrated? What is one thing you can do to become more patient with yourself? One thing you can do. Take a deep breath. Leave. Come back. Whatever steps or avenues we need to take as human beings, that should be the resolution for our issues and our problems and what we need to defeat, because we know it's wrong. Let's be patient. Going into 1 Timothy 1:15-16, it reads, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me trust Jesus Christ might shew forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." Do you know what that means, everlasting life? I'm going to give you guys an assignment. I want you guys to look up everlasting. Everlasting. Because this right here, this is not going to last forever. What we see every day, the cars, the houses, the shoes, the clothes, none of that's going to last forever. Some of us love it too much. Some of us don't love it enough. Some of us don't appreciate the blessings that are bestowed upon us. Let's look up everlasting. And next Sunday, I'm going to have the definition with you, and we can all read it amongst each other. Going into our 40 Sunday devotional. Woo, yay. We're making it. We're getting there, right? I think we're on week 4 now. And this is a Rethink Life if you're just now listening. Again, I'm not trying to change no one's life, but let's just rethink it for a minute. Rethink the decisions that we make. Rethink what we're doing on a daily basis. Today we're coming out of 2 Corinthians 4:18. I hope I'm not talking too fast. I want everybody to write down all of the Bible verses that I tell you again. It's very important. I cite these things for you. I love you guys, and I want all of us to change for better, even if it is just a little bit every day. Going into our 40 Sunday devotional, it begins as Christ followers, when you spend time reading the Word of God and time in prayer, God gives you the opportunity to see life from a whole different perspective. I'm a witness. It is just like putting on a new set of glasses. But these glasses are not the type of glasses that you would get from an optometrist or out the store. They are spiritual glasses given to us through the Holy Spirit that helps us to see life from an eternal perspective. It will be so easy as we go throughout this day, you know, to focus on the situations we will encounter with just our physical eyes. That would just be too easy. But who said life was easy? Who told you that? But one thing about God is he desires that we see things through his spiritual eyes. For the unseen things like faith, hope, and love, these are the things that are eternal and the only things that have true value in this life or the next. I would like for everyone to bow their heads in prayer. Father, I thank you that you have given me the opportunity to see things from an eternal perspective if I see things filtered through the spiritual glasses of your word. Help me to have faith that believes in the supernatural and love that believes the best about others as I go throughout this day. Help me to focus on what truly matters most. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going to delve into 2 Corinthians 4:18, the word from our 40 Sunday devotional, Rethink Life. And it reads, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Wow. I'm going to read that one more time. While we look not at the things which are seen, those are things that we see every day, but at the things which are not seen, things we don't believe in, things we can't even fathom that happens, that goes on around us. For the things which are seen are temporal, going back to material things, the worldly things, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So what you do not see will last an eternity. Eternal life, people. Wrapping up our spoken truth this Sunday, May 4th, 2014, we're going to end it with our end quote of the day. And we're also going to end it with I Gotta Find Peace of Mind by Lauryn Hill, Unplugged 2.0. Again, this is Lauryn Hill month. And I want you guys to, again, really listen to the lyrics that she's saying in these songs. Our end quote of the day reads, if you want something that you have never had, then you have to do something that you have never done. That comes from an unknown writer. Yet, that means we have to change, all of us. One day, you have to change. The show you used to watch when you was 4 still don't come on no more. The shoes you wore when you was 4, you still don't wear them. The job that you had when you was 18, I'm sure you don't have it now. And if you do, bless your soul. But for most of us, we don't have the same job that we had. Things change on a daily basis. People leave on a daily basis. People are born on a daily basis. People cry. People are happy on a daily basis. These are all the beauties of life. It takes us through miserable pain, and it takes us through happiness as well. But yet, when the rain falls, always know that the sun is behind it somewhere. somewhere else in the world, somebody's seeing sunshine while you see the rain come down. And it only takes time for the sun to come back around to you and for you to see the sun open your eyes up to a new, better, and bright day. If you're having a hard time today, I want to say to you, take these words and run with it. Rain will never last forever. The sun will always come back and shine again. This is DJ Essence with your spoken truth. As we leave, I'm going to take you into I Gotta Find Peace of Mind Again by Lauryn Hill, Unplugged 2.0. See you next week.
I gotta find peace of mind. I know they're not recording. I gotta find peace of mind. It is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, constantly holding me. I need to tell you all the pain he's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you why I'm undone because he says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible without him, but I know it's possible. I trust every part of you, 'cause all that you say you do. You love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. You make my desire pure. Just tell me what to say. I can't find a word to say. Please don't be mad with me. I have no identity. All that I've known is